Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Michigan on Tuesday added 37 more deaths linked to the coronavirus. 11 of those, though, older deaths ID'd by comparing death certificate data with the state's registry of laboratory-confirmed cases. The state also reporting 199 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Two, sports leagues making plans to return to play. Major League Soccer could be next to major announcement set for today. The league and players working toward an agreement that would avoid a lockout. That proposal would include a plan to return to play in Orlando with a made-for-TV tournament. And number one, protests, demonstrations, riots in the wake of the death of George Floyd aren't expected to slow down today. Tuesday night again saw protests in cities nationwide, including New York, Washington, Los Angeles, Chicago, Minneapolis, Phoenix, Detroit, Miami, and elsewhere. Although it did seem, based on a cursory glance this morning, the amount of looting and violence stepped down from previous days. Welcome to Wednesday, June 3rd. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show all across the great state of Michigan. So much appreciate you joining us for today's ride. Coming up in Hour 1, Dr. Ann Hendershot joins us, professor of sociology at Franciscan University, with a piece recently in the American Spectator. And Kathy Barnett, author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America, also running for Congress in the 4th District of Pennsylvania. We'll talk with her also in Hour 1 of the program. Some audio to bring you from yesterday and also into the evening. It's tough to play a whole bunch of audio from the actual riots because, well, the language gets salty. And I need to make sure that we are in compliance, of course, and not airing words we can't air over the airwaves. So I don't think I have any audio directly from any of the protests or riots from yesterday. Although, again, as I said, waking up this morning early, getting ready for today's program, flipping through the Twitter feed where I see a whole lot of what's happening from across the nation. Were there arrests and were there some people breaking curfew and were there perhaps new hot spots? Yes, yes to all those questions. Still violence in Chicago. You had more people shot too fatally on Monday night. Some of that going into Tuesday. But it did seem that some of the violence, some of the looting was down a bit last night. It's hard to say at this point whether or not that's a trend or just a one-day blip. We'll see. By the way, I should introduce myself. I've been doing this for a while, filling in for Steve when he's unavailable, but always new listeners. We, of course, appreciate you. My name is Scott Bertram. I am the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College. 2019 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Station of the Year, by the way, where we have about 40-plus students involved at the station providing content and conducting interviews and doing newscasts and sportscasts and play-by-play and hosting shows and all sorts of things. And I also teach here in the journalism department. We are all set to return to in-person learning in the fall. Everyone is pretty excited about that. We of course, like virtually all institutions of education, we're doing remote teaching for the last half of the spring term, but all systems go on returning here to campus with the students in the fall. Happy about that. You can also find me on a whole bunch of podcasts and other shows. Look for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend, but also via podcast at Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn. Trying to bring you as close to what we're doing here at Hillsdale as possible without you being on campus. The conversations, debates, arguments at times that are happening here on campus among students and faculty, tackling some of the issues facing both the nation and education, too. And also outside guests as well, sharing their knowledge on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You can find me hosting the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which is also available weekly. And also one more for National Review, Political Beats. We talk people in and around the world of politics about nothing political, but their favorite band, their favorite artist, musical artist. And we dig deep into their catalogs to discuss the work. It's a fun show. We've done now 78 episodes, I believe. The Who recently. Coming up next is Lynyrd Skynyrd. And that will be about a week and a half from now available. So you can find me in all those places, as well as filling in here for Steve Gruber when he is unavailable. You can find the show at stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and at Scott Bertram on Twitter as well. S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. That's where to find me. We've talked so much on this program as I've been filling in the past, few months at this point, about the restrictions put in place by Governor Whitmer on us here in Michigan, how they compare to those put in place in other states, why it was taking so long to lift those restrictions when others were seeing freedom. Of course, earlier this week, many of those restrictions lifted or soon will be lifted. Restaurants can open at half capacity. You can do a whole bunch more things. Now, you can't get a haircut. We'll have some interesting audio from the governor on that coming up in a bit. Salons, haircuts, no. Gyms, no. But, all that science and data the governor said she was relying upon, but we can't see, of course, told her that now is the exact right time to open back up the state. So looking forward to it, of course. Although based upon what I've seen out and about recently, I'm not sure how many of us Michigan residents, how many of we Michigan residents were paying close attention to the governor's orders. I think I mentioned this previously. My son and I bike ride virtually every day. I'm out and about throughout the community here in Hillsdale. You could see for a good period of time, people paying attention, people staying indoors, people not heading out to Walmart, people not being on the roadways. And a little bit after Easter is when I started to see that change. And people were going. People were leaving their homes. People were shopping at Walmart. And about 2.5 weeks ago, it essentially was a normal weekend all around the state. And now with those restrictions being lifted, you can do so while breathing a sigh of relief. Parks opening up. Day camps, right? Camps for kids. Summer camps for kids can open back up. Man, is that a big thing. Pools can open up. Just the ability to take kids to the park. Something, of course, we took for granted, I suppose, a few months ago, is such a relief. We have a park just a couple of, two houses down from us that there was a sign put up and it said, not clean, don't use. A few people, more than a few people, ignored that. We tried as best we could to stay away. But now we feel better. Now we can go. Now the kids can swing without fear of someone stopping by and telling us to leave. We'll hear a bit from Governor Whitmer about that haircutting restriction that still remains. And coming up in a second, a little bit of a contrast between what we were told about being in groups with COVID-19 and what people are saying now. Protests are underway. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at enbridge.com/safety.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something. The donning of the school uniform, the pep assemblies, homecoming, playing games they love in front of family and friends. Things you won't find anywhere else in youth sports. Show your support for the kids by heading out to a high school game in your community soon. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.